This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on a good day program, it's Friday. You're my best friend. Friday the 20th of May, on the air with me, my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with an eye on the Egypt airplane going from Paris to Cairo. Didn't quite make it, believed to have crashed in the Mediterranean. Pretty unclear what happened, though. The thing, as I looked in the last hour at the names of the people, is a little sort of story with each of them. There were two babies that were on the plane. And you think about that, somehow or other, that's worse.
Because it's over before it started, really.
Yeah. Why? What is there about the universe? What is about those souls that came in basically allowed them only to stay for a short period of time?
One of the British passengers, his wife just had a baby 2 weeks ago. And he has one picture in the hospital with his newborn, and then that's it.
So the plane looks like it's down about 180 miles north of Alexandria, which is on the coast. They are looking. There's always going to be the speculation. Okay, was it terrorism? Was it technical failure? Jennifer, you'll be happy to know I just went through my whole thing about the crap can Airbuses. I'm not going to do that.
I was waiting. I know you like them. Yeah. And what was so funny is that, if you don't know, I do a local show in Southern California. And so we were talking about this, and someone said, oh, well, the Airbuses have an impeccable safety record. And all I could think of was Doug Stephan going, crap can Airbus, crap can Airbus.
Yeah. They don't have an impeccable safety record. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is point to the 330, the Airbus 330. It was traveling from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. What was it, three summers ago? They broke apart in the air and they never found the plane. Oh, no, actually, I think we did have a story earlier.
So
they did find the plane off the coast of Morocco. Yeah, right. But those planes. And by the way, it happens, although we have plenty of them in America. Most of the younger nations that don't have as much money, that have federally owned or national air fleets, are buying the Airbuses, and the people that they have flying them are not... one of the little-known secrets about the airline business is that most of the good pilots for the international carriers as well, that are not based in America, that are based in the Middle East, that are based in Asia, most of the senior pilots are Americans. Did you know that? The chief pilot for China Air is an American. Former Pan Am pilot, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or Delta pilot. The All Nippon chief pilot and many of the pilots are Americans. In the Middle East, I had a friend that was a pilot for Emirates for 4 or 5 years. The way they make them work, so much different. And this is why sometimes it is pilot error. We've seen that any number of times. If they're not drunk and flying a plane in America, they're over there just, they fly and fly and fly, and they get tired. This woman that I knew who was a pilot for Emirates for 4 or 5 years, they used to make them work. They'd give them 8 hours off, and then they'd put them back in a plane again. There were no rules like we have here. I think there's a max of 105 hours. You can spend a month in a plane as a pilot, and I think it's 120 as a flight attendant. So these people, she told me a story about 1 week. She got on, she was a co-pilot when she first got started of the Airbus 330, and she had been a Delta and a United pilot here in America. She's the lady I talk about all the time that was the first woman to fly the spy plane, the U-2.
Right.
So she came back, she went to work for the airline. So she went to Emirates, paid fabulously. She was making like $340,000 a year. But they put her out in a plane the first night in the week, you go to Moscow, and they come back again, 8 hours off. Then the next day, they'd fly fly to Bombay and come back again. The next night, they would fly to Johannesburg and come back again. I mean, she did this 6 days a week. And they'd have 8 hours off, and then they'd been sitting in a plane for 8-10 hours because it was a long-haul airline for the most part. And, you know, that's got to wear on you.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, because the planes now are so computerized, it's boring.
You're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and this one, I mean, speaking of safety records, though, I mean, this flight was still pretty much up in the air. It was getting ready to make its descent, but it was still on autopilot, which it's really rare for stuff to happen. Usually it's on takeoff or landing when the bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's the thought, and it's just sickening to me, that the first thing that you start hearing the speculation on is what was the mental health of the pilot and the co-pilot?
Yeah.
Because this would have been about the time in the flight with the flight crashed when they would have said, hey, if anybody needs to go to the bathroom, we're about to begin our descent. This is your last chance before we put on the fasten seatbelt sign. Could it have been that one of the pilots went out and went to the bathroom? Could there just have been one person in there? Could that person be mentally capable? I mean, there's that question. And then because the flight originated from Paris and there were just all of those security issues in Paris where a bunch of workers there at the airport had ties to ISIS, then you have to think about terrorism. I mean, it's just there's so many what ifs that don't even involve the plane anymore. I mean, it's almost like those things look like more accurate descriptions of what happened than just mechanical failure.
Yep, well put. So there's a lot of speculation, and it'll continue until somebody figures out what's going on.
Usually, guys, with terrorism, I mean, ISIS is very quick to claim responsibility for stuff.
Yeah, they do something.
Yeah. I haven't seen them come out and do it. Al-Qaeda's different. Al-Qaeda takes a while before they say anything, but you would think you'd hear something.
Yep. Yeah. All right, in a moment, we talk about Phil Mickelson. That's how you pronounce the name. Is it Mickelson?
Mickelson.
Mickelson, right. He got caught doing a no-no, and it's more involving than just Mickelson because the stuff that he was doing involved a company that's horrible. And I know personally because of a connection to this company. We'll talk about how insider trading caught him up and some other people in a moment. 13 and change after the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Jessica.
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. An overview of what's happening this Friday, the 20th of May. I'm in New York at the studios of WRHU, Radio Hofstra University. The Talkers Convention happening here at Hofstra today. Victoria's going to join me later on. Too bad, Jen, you can't be here because it would be very cool to have you in your presence.
Still haven't been cleared to fly yet, but one day I'll get there.
Oh, that's right.
And Egypt Air doesn't fly except into New York. So.
Right. Thank you.
All right, so yesterday, the Securities and Exchange Commission ordered pro golfer Phil Mickelson to pay back $1 million that he made because he was connected to an insider trading scam. He got a tip from a guy named Billy Walters, who is a sports gambler, who is facing criminal charges because of different insider trading problems. This is pretty shady stuff. And the reason that I am involved in it, or I am more than passively involved, is because it involves a company called Dean Foods. Dean Foods is owned by the Sweeza family. You've heard me tell the story, Jennifer, on the air about how they have a milk processing company in Texas. And it was they had coverage of the state fairly well, but there were a lot of competitors. So they raised $400,000, the Sweeza family did, for the candidacy of George Bush when he was running for governor. And interestingly enough, after Georgie became the governor, about 4 or 5 months after that, the regulations changed, which allowed the Sweeza family to pretty much buy up all of their competitors in the milk production business so they can control pretty much all the fluid milk supply in Texas. Okay, fast forward, Georgie runs for president, and the Sweeza family raised about $4.5 million for his candidacy. And just coincidentally, the same thing happened 4, 5, 6 months after he became president. All of the things, the rules that were in place to keep one company from controlling the fluid milk supply went away. So now the Dean Foods people control about 78 to 80% of the entire fluid milk supply in the whole country. And as a result of that, I had dealings with them when I was selling milk. They are worse than crooks. They are worse than cretins. They are just scum. So anyway, they are friends, apparently, the Sweeza family, friends with Mr. Walters. And they told him when the stock was going to go up and down, what were influencing the prices of milk and other dairy products. So this guy, Walters, has made $43 million in illegal profits because he's had the inside track from Dean Foods and their and the family. And apparently Mickelson is an investor with Walters or a friend of his, so he's just following his lead, and he made $1 million as well off it. Not the $38 million, but the securities exchange. I hope they put this outfit out of business. They have ruined more farms and farmers. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer, and that my passion, other than doing this radio program and having two wonderful children and a wonderful woman in my life, are the my cows and the dairy operation that I've been able to run. But because of Dean from Dallas, Texas, I stopped selling milk. The average price for 100 weight of milk at the moment is $14. Farmers are trying to sell milk, and the pool requires that you stick with a government order. The government decides how much farmers are going to get paid for their milk. It costs, when I was making milk, it cost me $24 a hundred. The average price is $21, $21 to $22 a hundred weight to make it, and all farmers are getting now is $14 a hundred weight because these people, the Dean people, have gotten in bed with other countries to get milk cheaper to put the American farmer out of business. So I got no sympathy with it. Yeah,
and that too. Yeah,
21 after.
K
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of what is already, but that ought not to stop you from thinking about what isn't yet. What isn't yet is that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are married. It would appear that they are heading in that direction. As a matter of fact, there's an interview that aired.
What did you ruin my weekend? What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you just announced that Jennifer's boyfriend is marrying someone else, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break.
Shucks.
What is your problem?
All right. I'm just looking over this interview that was on Country Music, the Country Music Channel. Blake said, quote, "It's not something anybody could have seen coming beside God, because it doesn't look like it would make any sense. All I can tell you is that it does. It just makes the most perfect sense for us and where we are at in our lives." Gwen Stefani is 46. Blake Shelton is 39.
Vote for someone your own size, Gwen.
Yeah.
Date someone your own age.
Yeah.
You could have anybody. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Blake Shelton bonded and supported her, and she likewise did the same when he was going through his thing with Miranda Lambert. What was her husband's name?
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
What was his deal?
He cheated on her. How do you cheat on Gwen Stefani?
He cheated on her with the nanny who was like a busted version of Gwen. So
why
is
that?
Like, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger cheated on Bryce.
Why do guys do that?
That woman.
Meredith asked me that question all the time. Why do guys do that?
What's but specifically, what is the appeal of the nanny? That is rare. Men are just, they're there. I mean, there. You know, and willing, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it becomes, when it's cheating, it becomes less about looks for men and more about feeling like they can, I could still do it. I could still go out there and do it.
Really?
Yeah,
you think that's the case?
So.
Really?
Well, you're the guy here, so what do you think?
I'm saying nothing.
Actually, no, I'm the guy here.
All right, there's some Kesha news that has some value here today. I think yesterday we said that it appeared she wasn't going to be in this Sunday's Billboard Music Award program, but Dick Clark's company says that she is going to take the stage. In an announcement made yesterday afternoon, they said, quote, "We're pleased that Kesha and Kemosabe Records have reached an agreement and look forward to having her perform this Sunday on ABC." And after we had that conversation, I think we spent about a half an hour on Kemosabe, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And what about wasabi?
Yeah.
Wasabi.
Isn't that a kind of sushi?
Wasabi is the spicy stuff that you dip it in. Like
Chinese horseradish.
Yeah.
Or Japanese horseradish.
Are you sure it's horseradish and didn't come from some other part of the horse?
No,
not the radishes.
By the way, here's a piece of advice, guys. Don't forget, don't mix up wasabi and avocado and eat the whole thing of wasabi because it does not taste good.
Oh, good.
You almost die.
Wow.
Wasabi.
Very spicy.
Kemosabe. This is how this program works, ladies and gentlemen. If you're wondering how we have our
stream of consciousness today,
our thoughts going from kemosabe connected to the Lone Ranger and to the Teenage Ninja Turtles. And we had, again, a great deal of time devoted to explaining what kemosabe is all about. Now, wasabi. That's kind of. And then we could launch up to wasab. Was that?
I definitely do not miss that.
Who said that anyway? Where did that come from?
TV commercial, I think.
I think it was from one of the beer. I don't know if it was Budweiser. It was one of the beer commercials.
Yeah.
Okay, see what's happening, folks? We have.
It's a potpourri.
We're putting together beer and sushi with avocados and.
And the Lone Ranger.
That's it, right. The Lone Ranger used to eat avocados. 28 past on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just the other week, I was doing a remote broadcast in Southern California, and one of my good friends is perhaps one of the top pet masseuse or masseuses in the country. It's kind of interesting because Pam came down and we were looking at some of the animals, and you know, I've known her for years, and I kind of instituted the whole idea that pet massage is a good thing when I wrote some of my early books. But when we started talking, I found out it's not just pet massage anymore. You have choices. It can be Swedish, it could be acupressure, it could be stretching, it could be myofascial, it could be aromatherapy, it could be cold stone massage, or even yoga ball exercises. And now I'm hearing about Pilates for dogs as well. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that your dog enjoys, as long as it's fun, as long as it's healthy, it's good for me. But massage is important, not only for making your dog feel better emotionally, but physiologically. If there's any lumps or bumps or sore spots, you'll know about it right away, and you can take care of them before they actually do become a problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home. Boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Ins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor. No more stops at the burrito barn, please.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Doug Steffer with my friends Jennifer Horn, who didn't wake up with a numb arm this morning, so they've got something going on there. That's good.
Thank you, my pillow.
Yeah, you're welcome. Victoria Keelan hasn't woken up. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
Maybe I haven't.
Take two on that.
Imagine this was just a fever dream.
Whoa. I know. I want to say hi to the boys, Mark and Dan. Let's give Mark and Dan a round of applause.
Mark and Dan.
Mark and Dan, the guys here at Hofstra at WRHU, who have put this studio together for me. They've both been chewing gum and working with baling wire all night long to make sure that everything would work in a pluperfect fashion here.
Are these students, by the way,
yes,
at the
are.
University?
Well,
that's
I think
so
Mark
cool.
Mark graduated this year. He's got a job at CBS already. He's going to take
great.
Over for Les Moonves in about 3 years, if he's correct running things there. And Dan is trying to figure out whether he wants to do this or be a waste operator disposal person when he grows up.
I thought that's what we do here.
That's well, it is. We're disposing of, all right, you know, we talk about politics and not liking to talk about politics. I found this fascinating, but I think I alluded to this a couple of weeks ago. The effect of Donald Trump's campaign on his businesses. The money has been pouring in. He made $190 million more in the first quarter of this year than he did last year.
Oh, well, money the economy. From, I did, too.
But, oh, wow. Hey, gentlemen. He's got money from his book royalties that are selling like hotcakes, his branded merchandise, his golf courses. Mar-a-Lago increased in revenue $30 million this winter.
That gets a lot of publicity. People always there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Exactly. So anyway,
did they fire that weird butler?
I don't know about that.
Oh, the talkative one?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Talkative. That's a nice way of putting it.
I don't know that story. What are you talking about? What happened?
I'll let Jennifer tell it so it's not too biased.
Well, no, you should tell the story because I just am talking about the butler who gave the interview talking about what a great guy Donald Trump was.
Oh, right. But then that same butler who's been there for like 30 years or whatever, he's been saying like really, really bad racist things about the president.
Oh.
And I think the Trump people have tried to stop him from talking now because it's gotten really bad.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who needs that? Okay, let's talk about work and workers. According to an investigation that will be published today, less than half of all workers take a proper, I guess we'd call it a break. Is that what you call it? You take a work break? One in ten feel they never get time to take a break in a typical work day. In fact,
so you're talking like the 15-minute breaks.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. As many as 30% of those polled feel it's been over 6 months since they felt fully able to break from work at all. And, you know, this is sort of recharge as opposed to what goes on in places like Google where they offer nap time. Lunch and then nap time. You need a nap? Go take a nap. They have,
like
they have break rooms. No, they have rooms. You go in, take a nap. But the overall situation, there's a story. I think this started around the Tyson thing last week, wasn't it? We were...
Oh, the chicken plants.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have
yeah.
to wear diapers because they don't give them time to go take a pee.
Oh.
It is. What is the matter with them? What? They thought that was never going to get out? My God.
Right.
These people are nuts. Okay. Also on the work front, the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, says they want to unionize the Tesla plant. Tesla is the newest and maybe... could be considered the most successful car company in terms of profits. They just built a new factory, a 5 million square foot factory in Fremont, Shenzhen. And by the way, this is the only U.S. assembly plant owned by an American automaker that's not represented by the union. So they say, time for us to go get them. They have expressed interest in organizing Tesla, but they apparently... there weren't enough workers to make it worth their while, at least until now. They expect they're going to make 500,000 cars in this plant starting next year. This is, by the way, the phenomenon, never mind the union. You realize that there were last year they sold 50,000 cars, and next year they expect to sell between 400,000 and 500,000.
Yeah. Are they the really three. Super expensive ones, or the
well?
One
they have
are,
a
like,
they have a medium more... they have a medium priced one that's what $32,000-$34,000,
mm-hmm.
and then they have one that's about $60,000, and they have one that's about $80,000.
That $30,000 one that they just released, people were putting in orders for.
Yeah,
I had a friend who put in an order for. It. I mean,
yeah.
they're getting in line without even seeing the car. It's
and
crazy.
What's most fascinating about this is that they sell them in the malls. They don't have showrooms. You never go up and down the highway and see buy your Tesla here. No, you go into a showroom in a mall and buy them, and when you ask, well, who's going to take care of my car if something happens, the guy looks at it and says, well, what's going to happen? There's no motor. There is a transmission. And there are brakes and there are other things that need service. But look around. There are no Tesla service facilities. In some circumstances, they come to your house and fix the car. Mm-hmm. You call them and say, I got a problem. Like, okay, where do you live? We'll be there tomorrow.
I mean, when you think about the overhead that they're eliminating with those costs, I mean, it is a pretty smart business model. And we have gone into this transitional way where we're not afraid to order stuff via online catalog anymore, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. I mean, you should see the boxes around my house since I moved. And Meredith, man, she's the queen of it. She's ordering stuff all the time, sending it back, buying new stuff. She didn't like to go to the store. She orders online. Catalogs galore. It is the way of the future, buying online. That's what people do. Roberta Fasanelli, she goes to a store, buys all the stuff online. But while we're in the car department, I just wanted to clarify that the Indy 500 is next weekend, not this weekend. I'm looking at the roster of the people and a little more about the Indianapolis track, which has been around since 1909. Imagine that. Imagine what the race was like. That was the first year cars were on the road, for God's sakes, in 1909. They had races then. It's only 2.5 miles long. And do you imagine how many times these guys go around that track?
Jeez.
Around.
Left-hand turn club.
And around.
Keep going and going and going.
Yep.
The average winning speed for the Indy 500 recent years, 187.43 miles an hour. Anybody ever drove? What's the fastest you ever drove? Come on, Victoria, fess up. Fastest you ever drove?
Probably like 110, 115.
Under what circumstances?
In a 1968 Camaro.
Really?
On a road where no one was around, yeah.
Really?
An ex-boyfriend of mine liked old cars and had one. And
I had a 68.
Scary fast.
I had a 68 red Camaro convertible. I gave it to Richie about four
you
or five
gave,
years ago.
You gave that to someone?
Well, I traded it. Let's put
and
it.
And all we got was a lousy T-shirt. Yeah. What did you get in return for a 68 Camaro?
Oh, lots of good things.
Wow. Okay, I guess that means don't ask.
Well, no. It was a part of a business deal that we had, but it was a good little car, a nice little car, and I don't remember being able to go that fast, frankly. All right, Jen, what's the fastest you've ever driven?
Probably about 120 in a BMW on the Autobahn in Germany, but I was actually slow on the Autobahn.
Whoa, way to one-up me and my lame boyfriend story.
Yeah. No, I was afraid, because that's really fast, and everybody's like whizzing behind you. I just did it.
That's every car enthusiast's dream, to drive
the
Autobahn.
The Autobahn's great. Yeah.
And the funny part is that everybody wants to do it in a car like a BMW. That's the standard rental car when you go to Germany.
Yeah,
the BMW.
It
wasn't even like it was anything.
And everybody drives that fast on the Autobahn. There's no speed limit. All right, Carol, what about you? As fast as you ever drove?
I feel really boring.
Really?
I don't probably like 95.
Oh,
or
my God.
Like, and that's just me, like, you know, going home from work. No, that's not like a regular. But, you know, sometimes driving home, like, on the highway, and then I'm like, oh, going 85, and I'm like, oh, I guess I should slow down a little bit. I'm boring. My parents always, like, drove the speed limit. I think they just taught me to do the same thing.
Look at the cars you drive. What was that, a 10-year-old Chevy something or other that you had? So
did 10 years old. It was, like, 20 years old. I have a 2015 right. Now, but it's still only, like, a Ford Fiesta. So, I mean, it could go, like, 130.
They still make Ford Fiestas?
Yeah, they make tons of them.
Oh, my God. What a slice and dice hour this has turned out to be. All right. 43 past the hour. Tribute to Morley Safer. Next on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
There was 56 channels and nothing on.
46 past the hour. The television news is probably mostly about Morley Safer passing away at the age of 84, retiring last week. Did his last report last month. Been working on the program since 1970. Went to CBS in 1964. I had 12 Emmys, 3 Peabodys, Lifetime Achievement Emmy, that sort of thing.
I thought the most interesting thing was when he left 60 Minutes, they did this 3-episode kind of exit interview tribute to him.
Yeah.
And he said, a direct quote from him, "I really don't like being on television." Yes, he did. I mean, that was his it was his sweet spot.
Here's a brief synopsis of Morley Safer's life.
60 Minutes correspondent Morley Safer has died. The Emmy Award-winning journalist joined the CBS News program in 1970. His 46 years on the show set a record for the longest run anyone ever had on primetime network television. Safer just retired days ago after an absolutely legendary career. He covered stories ranging from pop culture to investigative pieces to war. CBS reports Safer worked on more than 900 stories during his 46 years with the program. The network just aired a retirement tribute to the journalist Sunday night.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Morley Safer.
Morley Safer?
Yes, himself.
How are you?
Very well.
I'm Morley.
I'm Morley.
Before joining 60 Minutes, Safer covered the Vietnam War and spent 3 years as the network's bureau chief in London. Morley Safer was 84 years old.
So, what else do you say? Everybody's been talking about him. I think the most interesting or the most compelling part of this is that he must have known that he was dying.
He did. You know, Chris Wallace did a little piece on Fox News yesterday morning because his dad, Mike Wallace, worked with him. And he said he had heard that Morley knew he was sick and he wanted to work up until he couldn't anymore. And that's exactly what he did. And you have to admire people's ability to go out on their own terms. And it seems like that's what happened here.
All right. Here's a little slice of what Chris Wallace had to say.
Chris Wallace is on the phone with us. Chris, your father, Mike, worked with Morley Safer for decades. Must be a lot of stories there.
Well, there were. First of all, I just want to say what a great journalist Morley Safer was. And if I had to describe him, I would say he was a stylist. He was a beautiful writer. He dressed elegantly. He was savored fine food and great trips. And in fact, my father would admit that he was jealous of Morley because he had qualities that he thought that he didn't have. And among others, that he was such a stylist as a writer, and also that Morley had been such a great war correspondent in Vietnam in the 60s and had gone everywhere and done everything. And you know, in a very nice, complimentary way, my father would say, I was jealous of him.
Interesting.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to some of the TV news, Jen. ABC.
Tonight. Oh, do you want to do some tonight on TV? Because there's something really cool happening tonight.
All right, go ahead. I just wanted to mention a couple of things that they're doing at ABC. The Kerry Washington show Scandal has been put off because she's pregnant.
She's pregnant, she's on maternity leave. So they're breaking up the Shondaland block on Thursdays, and they're kind of expanding their comedy block on Tuesdays. So they're going to mix things up a little bit. They also are adding a bunch of new shows because they've got room with the cancellation of Castle and Nashville and some of the others.
So is Natalie Morales the one who had the affair with Matt Lauer?
Yeah. Allegedly.
So she's going to L.A., and Billy Bush is coming to New York.
Right. It's a sloppy-doppy. And a real quick reminder, tonight on TV, CBS, new I Love Lucy superstar special. They're colorizing the John Wayne episode.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to watch that. Home. 50 minutes past the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Options. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com, the home of all those fabulous Frommer travel guides. Are we going to go to Egypt? Are we going to take Egypt Air? We'll talk about that, plus that new cruise ship that is sailing for the first time this weekend coming up here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
55 past the hour now on Good Day, traveling with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides. Is it the new ship, the Harmony of the Seas, that big, huge, the biggest ship, boat, whatever you want to call it, ever to sail? Isn't that the name of it, Harmony of the Seas?
Harmony of the Seas, biggest ship in the world, and I wouldn't want to be on it, to be honest with you, because I don't find it relaxing to be on a ship with 8,000 other people. That's 6,700-something passengers, 2,000 crew members. Can you say city at sea?
Ooh. And what happens if there's a problem? So we were just talking about lifeboats and stuff with a ship like that.
I'm sure they have enough lifeboats. I think they learned something during the Titanic. I mean, the nice thing about disasters is that we then create ways to solve these disasters. Yeah. And to be fair, there are some cool bells and whistles on the ship. There's a 100-foot slide with the biggest drop at sea. So if you're under 10, you're going to be very excited about that. There's all kinds of specialty restaurants. There's a special area within the ship for wealthier passengers where they get their own pool. It's not that different from Royal Caribbean's last monster-sized ship, but it is slightly bigger, so it takes the title.
Yep. Just wonder. So what would a weekend deal be for a family to get out? It sounds like they're building these ships more and more for families instead of for adult cruisers. I say adult meaning older cruisers. So how much does it cost to get on this thing?
What the costs are on this one, a lot really depends on where in the world you're sailing. A lot of people are nervous about going to the Mediterranean this year. It used to be if we saw daily rates of $100 a day, we'd jump up and down with joy. In the Mediterranean this summer, we're seeing $67 a day per person,
Wow. Which
is pretty good. It's actually better than what we're seeing in the Caribbean, which at the lower price ships is closer to $100 a day.
Oof. All right, so let's spend some time talking about air travel and what happens when there's a crash like this Egypt airplane. Doesn't it cause for a while cancellations and just general use of aviation?
It used to. People used to get very nervous and cancel their flights. We're seeing less of that, and I'm not sure why. It could be that we're getting inured to problems. Not that there are that many. I always want to point out when a crash like this happens that you're still something like 100 times more likely to be killed driving your car.
Yep.
But it's tragic. It's tragic, and it makes us think twice, and I think you'd have to be not human not to think twice in the coming weeks.
A few seconds on bargains this week. Where do you see travel bargains?
Where do I see travel bargains? Well, as I said, to the Mediterranean, to Canada.
Yeah.
The Canadian loonie is still trading at $1.30 to the dollar. That makes everything in Canada 30% cheaper. So drive across the border and you'll get some steals.
Canada is a lovely place to travel. And most people like it in America because they speak English. There's a funny thing about that. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.